Do you tell people you go to church? Your friends, your colleagues, your classmates, do they know? If your answer is no, then why? And if it's yes, I want to know, do you think that changes others' perception of you? I ask because I sometimes feel afraid to mention church in social situations. Sure, I will do it, but I fear what goes through others' minds when I say, I can't make it, I have church, or, oh, someone at my church mentioned. What stereotypes flash before their eyes? Conservative, boring, pious, self-righteous, to name a few possibilities. I attend one of the most liberal schools in one of the most liberal cities in the country. Of course, I'm not the only churchgoer, but I'm surely in the minority. Enough, in fact, that a few years ago, an affinity group was founded for Christians. It was canceled after a year and a half because of low membership. One story a girl told in it has stuck with me. One day, she went to a friend's house wearing a cross necklace. When the girl saw it, she said something along the lines of, "You should really take that off. My dad's coming home soon, and if he sees it, he will not be happy." I was shocked at this tale, that something as innocuous as a necklace, when given religious connotation, was perceived as offensive. Not only did the father's alleged discomfort bother me, but the fact that the girl felt she could say that to her friend. She did not think she was being controversial or rude. She thought what she was saying was perfectly reasonable and understandable. She asked her friend to remove an article of clothing because it made her family uncomfortable. It did not have curse words on it. It did not have references to illicit substances. Rather, it referred to the Bible. But all the same, it was seen as edgy enough that this girl found it normal to tell her friend to take it off. Christianity offends people. Every religion offends people, but here in Boston, or at least in my circles, I think Christianity might be seen as the most controversial religion. That's because over the years, Christians have done a lot to hurt others, from the Crusades that started in the 11th century, to trying to defund Planned Parenthood now. We have a bad rap. So, naturally, being afraid of my friends judging me, I keep church talk to a minimum. I secretly hope that when I mention church, it's quickly forgotten. I don't want my church going to be associated with hatefulness. I don't want others to be afraid that I'm going to force my religion onto them or judge them. I don't want people to see Christianity as inherently not empathetic. Horror stories, both small and large scale, recounting things people did in the name of Christianity, are ever present. My Jewish friends being told by a Christian that she would go to hell for no reason other than her religion. Politicians agreeing to accept only Christian refugees. So we distance ourselves from these people by not broadcasting our own Christianity. After all, Corinthians 15:33 reads, "Bad company corrupts good character." But by hiding the fact that we go to church, we're leading everyone else to believe that all practicing Christians qualify as bad company. We are further damaging our own reputation. Thus, what's important is that we do let people know we are Christian. Not aggressively, but don't shy away from mentioning church in conversation. Allow yourself to talk about your church and why it's good and what you believe in. Prove to the world that you are not bad company. Show everyone that we are in good company as Christians, that many of us are caring and empathetic. Do not allow others' cruel voices to drown out our kind ones. Do not give them the opportunity to represent the Christian church. It's your church too, after all, and you need to reclaim it.